Have you, have your parents ever asked you to stop whining?
No.
Huh. I'm going to give you a big chance right now to really let out as much whininess as you want to. I need your help, and I need you to imagine that you're really hungry, and I want you to whine and carry on about how hungry you are. Starving, nothing to eat. Why did they not give me breakfast? Who's in charge of the food around here? All right, that's a very dramatic rendition of whining. And it's a great picture of exactly how the Hebrew people sounded when they got hungry in the desert. God had helped them escape from slavery, and they'd been camping and walking and hiking for like 6 weeks, and they ran out of food. And they forgot. As soon as they got hungry, they forgot God's goodness and kindness toward them, and they started whining and complaining and carrying on. There's nothing to eat. We're starving. Moses must be trying to kill us. We should have stayed in Egypt. We might have been slaves in a brick factory, but at least we had food to eat. Oh, they just acted awful. And God heard them. God heard all this whining and complaining and gave a message to Moses. God said, Moses, tell the people, I hear their whining and complaining, and they are going to have food to eat. They're going to know that I'm their God. They're going to have meat at night and bread in the morning. And sure enough, that night and every night after that, there were quails all around the camp, and the people were able to cook it and eat for dinner. And in the morning, when they woke up, all over the ground, there was this fine flaky stuff that they gathered into baskets, and they could eat it, and it nourished them. There was only one rule about this special food provided by God, and that was everybody got just enough for that day. Not too much, not too little, just enough for that day. And the next day, there was more, just enough for that day. They called the food manna, which means bread from heaven. It tasted sort of like wafers with honey in them, so it was really delicious. And this was the food that they ate for 40 years as God provided for them on their long journey through the desert. And by learning to trust each day that there would be food, this is how they developed their trust and their confidence in God. We're going to share bread from heaven here today. Later on in the service, we have Holy Communion, and you'll be back from Sunday school then to take part. And before you go to Sunday school, I just would like to invite you to hold hands with whoever's sitting next to you or near you so that we can say a prayer. Dear God, sometimes we forget how much you love us, but then something happens to remind us. Thank you for your constant care for us. Thank you for listening even when all we do is complain. Help us to trust you more and to take joy in your presence with us. Amen.